Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Apathy. Montesquieu once wrote, "The tyranny of a prince in an oligarchy is not so dangerous to the public welfare as the apathy of a citizen in a democracy." Apathy is chiefly defined as the absence or the suppression of passion or emotion, along with the lack of interest or concern for things that should be viewed as exciting, as worthwhile, as moving. Now, apathy is not all bad. It can prevent an attitude of superiority or of dominance, as we heard in our epistle reading, the talk of humility. And so being indifferent toward an idea does allow for others to have a say without one taking full control. However, when an answer is truly coveted, an answer really needed, indifference is not appreciated. When a person craves a response from another, apathy can prove to be utterly devastating. And so the apathy of one can truly destroy the passion of another. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus suffered the apathy of his disciples. It was the night of his betrayal, backstabbing of Judas, a close disciple. Jesus had just hosted the greatest feast known to the Jews, that of the Passover, with his own beloved disciples. He had served them in an intimate way by washing their filthy feet. And he had bared his soul to them about his upcoming passion as laid out in John's Gospel with the great upper room discourse. He must leave them. Though he would not leave them as orphans, he would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. But he must suffer many things at the hands of their leaders, the chief priests, the scribes, the teachers of the law, the elders of the people. And then Jesus provided them with a new feast, a new meal, a sacrament that would forever give them his holy body and his holy blood to eat, to drink, for the forgiveness of their sins. And all of this the Lord Jesus did out of true love and utmost compassion for these men with whom he had become rather close. His friends. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, with his disciples gathered around him, Jesus went in to pray. These faithful followers had a simple task: to keep watch over Jesus while he opened himself up to the Father in prayer. And Peter, James, and John, his three closest disciples, he took even farther into the garden, his last line of defense against those who would betray him. And he would pray while they remained on the lookout. However, literally, they fell asleep on the job. They failed their sole task. Jesus prayed for an hour, coming back to find his disciples sound asleep. So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. What caused Jesus great indignation with his beloved disciples? Not their sleeping, so much as their lack of understanding and care. What was it Jesus was going through? He told them outright. His soul was very sorrowful, even to death. And what would you do? Or what would you say if someone you knew that was close to you told you that very thing about themselves? Would you comfort them? Would you talk to them? Be there for them? Pay attention to them? Or do you feign care and concern only to go back to what you were doing? What Jesus went through in the garden was truly agonizing. It's not by accident that this is where the movie, The Passion of the Christ, begins, for good reason. And it was in a garden, long before, that mankind first fell into temptation and sin. And here again, the temptation is very real. Satan could no doubt be found nearby, goading Jesus on to flee what was truly coming, to abandon God's eternal plan. For Jesus was about to drink the very full cup of God's wrath over all sin. And what wrath that must be. From a truly divine and just God, every last sin committed against the Holy One, from the tiniest thought to the grossest offense, in order to win salvation for all, Jesus must drink it all. And in the garden, we see on display the full humanity of the Lord Jesus. Much like in his 40 days in the wilderness, he was fully susceptible to sin, to temptation. And that temptation was real, to give it all up, to deny drinking that full cup of God's wrath. Such grief and such strain is what prompted his most passionate prayer. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. In such utter turmoil was our Lord that he sweated out drops of blood. And with all that Jesus was about to endure, how does he find his closest friends? Asleep. Indifferent to his situation, apathetic to his plight. Jesus' friends were of no help to him in his time of need. And so here Jesus' story truly does mimic that of one Job, the man who suffered greatly, while his friends could offer him no comfort, but only seemed to make the matters worse. And you and I are highly apt to mimic the Lord's disciples in the garden. You and I certainly fall into that slippery pit of apathy. The Lord Jesus has called on each one of us to stay awake and to be ready in this lifetime, for he could return at any moment. We are not to be found asleep when the Lord Jesus returns, as he cautions us. But knowing all this, we still become apathetic to our Lord. You become complacent in your sin, and with sin itself within this world, you and I neglect to call evil what it is, as evil. And we do not fear hell as we should, the place of utter isolation from God's goodness and his eternal grace. You and I quickly become complacent in this life, not caring one way or another what might happen. Miss coming to church too many times, or going days without praying and reading the Bible, and it no longer bothers us to be away from Jesus. Such apathy toward our Lord and for the things that truly matter in this life, it can destroy the faith that has been given us by our Lord Jesus in baptism. And so we pass the cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow. What to do? Pray. It is your weapon against the very temptation of complacency and apathy. Stay awake in the faith. Read the Bible. Be with your Christian brothers and sisters. As iron sharpens iron, so you and I, we sharpen each other as we share God's word together and talk about our faith together. The book of Proverbs tells us. And do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, we hear from Hebrews 12. But encourage one another in the faith. And your ability to do such things, it is truly a gift from God. First given to you in holy baptism, and continually then given to you in Christ's word of forgiveness, and in the sacrament of His Holy Supper. Apathy quite often promotes an unapathetic response. Adam's apathy toward eating the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and our apathy toward all of our sin, has moved the Lord Jesus to His passionate response. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still complacent in our sin, indifferent to the hell that we deserve, the Lord Jesus won for us eternal life and salvation. And that passion of Jesus is truly on display there in the Garden of Gethsemane as He faced the very fullest measure of God's justice over sin, the punishment of death in hell that you and I and all people deserve. Please, for His disciples to watch and to pray with Him, cries of despair to God over what was coming. And then there was peace, knowing fully well the will of the Father. The Lord Jesus received what was coming to Him. When Peter did finally act and attempt to prevent Jesus' arrest, Jesus forbade him. This was the will of God. Jesus must be betrayed into the hands of sinners. And Jesus did not speak out passionately in opposition to His arrest, to His flogging, to His crucifixion, to His death. Rather, in the greatest love for all mankind, the furthest thing from apathy, the Lord Jesus Christ bore all the sin of this world in His body to the cross. He suffered silently for us all. He prayed for forgiveness for those who crucified Him. And He promised salvation to the believing criminal hanging next to Him. He humbly endured the cross, suffering its full shame for you and for me. And all your sin stands forgiven forevermore. The full wrath of God taken away because of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.